From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hamas, the Islamic militant group that governs Gaza, said Sunday it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Nikolai Mladenov, said in a tweet Sunday he welcomes the recent statement by Hamas announcing the dissolving of its administrative committee in Gaza, and that he hoped the Palestinian parties will use Cairo momentum to address the Gaza humanitarian situation. University of Paris political science professor Khatar Abu Diab tells VOA the opportunity for an accord appeared after the conflict between Qatar and Saudi Arabia and its allies broke out in June. He says Qatar cut its financial subsidies to Hamas after the conflict with Saudi Arabia and its allies erupted in June, and that put a great deal of pressure on Hamas to resolve its financial crisis. But Abu Diab says he is prudent about the chances of the latest deal succeeding, since neither Hamas nor Fatah have kept their word following previous mediation efforts in Mecca, Doha, and in Cairo. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Britain eased its terrorist threat level Sunday from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train on Friday in London. Home Secretary Amber Rudd said the second arrest was an indication that, quote, good progress was being made in the investigation of the attack, which injured 30 people, all but one of whom have now been released from hospitals. The severe threat level indicates British officials now believe another attack is highly likely. This is VOA News. Kuwait will reportedly expel North Korea's ambassador along with four other diplomats. The news comes 2 days after North Korea launched another missile over Japan and less than a week after the United Nations imposed additional sanctions on North Korea for conducting its sixth nuclear test. A roadside bomb exploded in northwestern Pakistan Sunday, killing a senior government official and at least four of his security guards. The explosion happened in Bajor, a volatile, federally administered tribal district on the Afghan border. The administrator of the Mamund subdistrict was being driven to a border village to attend a traditional assembly of tribal elders when his vehicle struck the improvised explosive device. A spokesman for the Taliban in Pakistan claimed responsibility for planting the roadside bomb. Al-Shabaab, the militant group, has claimed responsibility for the killing of a senior intelligence officer and his bodyguard in a drive-by shooting in southern Mogadishu. Mohamed Maulam Hassan Kholi was fatally injured in the midday shooting Sunday in the district. Kholi was chief of intelligence at Mogadishu's Kada area, one of the capital's 17 districts. There were two bodyguards with him. The shooting came from a car that was hiding in an alleyway. One of the bodyguards died on the spot. The other was rushed to the hospital, but he died there. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is considering closing its embassy in Cuba following a number of, quote, health attacks on American diplomats there. Investigators have explored the possibility of sonic waves or an electromagnetic weapon, but no culprit or device has, as of yet, been determined. Tillerson also said on Sunday the United States could remain in the Paris Climate Change Agreement under the right conditions. He told the CBS News show Face the Nation that President Trump is, quote, open to finding those conditions where we can remain engaged with others on what we all agree is still a challenging issue. Tillerson said we're willing to work with partners in the accord if we can construct a set of terms that we believe is fair and balanced for the American people and recognizes our economy and our economic interest. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.